Thomas Anthony Carroll, born 1912, died 1940. Second son, born on the 8th of August 1912 to Angela Maria Morgan and Charles Carroll. Uncle Tommy was spoken about a lot. He may well have been Angela Maria's favourite child, or perhaps because he was only 28 when he died, a life cut short. We had always assumed that he was a World War II casualty. In a family story known by everyone, Angela Maria described an out-of-body experience when she was seriously ill, and Tommy was there in a uniform and talking to her. After this, she became involved in her local spiritualist church, but that's a story for another time. We know very little about Tommy's early years, although a newspaper report from 1927 says that he was involved in an accident that resulted with him having burns to his eyes. On the September 1939 registry, he is listed as a patient in Highgate Hospital. We sent for his death certificate and learned that he died from TB at home in January 1940. An effective cure using streptomycin was not discovered until 1949. We have a little notebook that belonged to Angela Maria, and on the front page she had written that Tommy was buried in Highgate Cemetery, London, and the grave number. For my birthday treat in October, my mum and my daughter and I made the trip to find his grave and pay our respects. Prior to the visit, I was able to locate Tommy's grave online and download the map for the location. Karl Marx, just one of the many famous residents, is buried very close by, so we could use his tomb as a marker. Finding the actual location was easier said than done. We found it eventually, neglected amongst the undergrowth. Mum had come prepared with some small garden tools in a bag, much to the amusement of my daughter. So we cleared some of the weeds and small trees from the gravesite to reveal a beautiful headstone. On leaving, we left a candle burning. We truly believe that my great-grandmother, Angela Maria, never visited his grave. As an Italian living in England in 1940, there would have been severe travel restrictions on her movements, and by that time she was raising the six young children she'd had with my great-grandfather. If she did, it would not have been until 1953, after my great-grandfather had died. We have a feeling there was very little contact permitted between Angela Maria and her three sons from her first marriage to Charles Carroll. Our visit was much more emotional than we had anticipated. There were some tears, but plenty of laughter, especially about a birthday treat to a grave. We took time to reflect, and importantly, we took time to remember him.